The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
So there are common timeim in the Rishonim for the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. Some Rishonim learn, Rambam and Rabbi Yisrael Rashi, that it's Mishum Tomo. Rashi has a lot of kashas on this. Rashi says it's Mishum Zeya. And a third reason is mentioned in the Gemara in Brachas, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Mishum Kedusha, the Pasuk says, Vis Kadishtem V'Yisum Kedoshim, and the Gemara Darshan says it means Netilas Yadayim. Okay, that's Bekitzen Imritz Moi, the timeim for the mitzvah. So obviously for pas, there's a din of Netilas Yadayim. We'll soon see about other machalim. How much pas does one need to eat in order to be a mechuyav in Netilas Yadayim? So these are three-way machlekes. Some say there's no shir even a mashu. Some say kezayis, and some say kebetza. Kebetza is double the shir of a kezayis. Why should it be kebetza? Kezayis, we understand, usually achilas be kezayis. So kebetza is based on the halacha in Tomo. That Tumas Eichlin, the Eichel needs to be kashir kebetza, so if it's Mishum Tumma, the Netila, then it makes sense that it'll be kebetza. What's the halacha? So the Goyin paskins that the shir is kezayis, so therefore, Pachazmi kezayis does not need Netila at all, and Yosemi kezayis needs, or kezayis, Yosemi needs Netila with the bracha. He's an osafik, he holds that's the din. The Mishabruah, however, paskins not like this. The Mishabruah is in Kufnun Ches Yud. Mishabruah paskins that L'chumra, even less than a kezayis, you should be nitel yadayim. But also l'chumra, even more than a kezayis, until it's kebetza, one should not make a bracha. So the fizay comes out that we should be makbid like the mishabura, unless one has a minig or a hachra otherwise. And therefore, you should wash even if you ate less than a kezayis. But the best thing is to always make sure to eat more than a kebetza. That way you have no suffik, and you make a bracha, there would be no shayla. We know that there's a halacha that whenever there's a shir achila of kezayis, it has to be eaten within a certain amount of time, b'chdei achilas pras. So what if the shir achila is kebetza? So it's mustabed that the shir is double, because since a kebetza is twice the size of a kezayis, so you would have twice the amount of time, would be k'dei achilas shtei prasos, which is be'erech somewhere between 6 to 8 minutes. There is some cipher that's machva fiim kippur that kneichlas pras is 9 minutes, which would take you to 18 minutes over here. But that's the chumra we have fiim kippur for things like that. For brachas, we go that beikar the din is 3 to 4 minutes is a kneichlas pras. So therefore, if we need double that for kneichlas kebetza, I mean not kneichlas kebetza, but eating a kebetza would be bichdei achilas shtei prasos. So it would be somewhere within the range of 6 to 8 minutes, which is really not a big deal for a healthy person to eat a shir kebetza, because a shir kebetza is not that much, even though, once again, we have chumras for matzah, people have certain chumras. But in Ikar HaDin, when it comes to brachas, a kebetza is like it's mashma, the size of an egg, a normal egg. Basically, one regular slice of bread from a regular slice, regular loaf, in the middle of the loaf, is vada, has a shir kebetza. And therefore, to eat a slice of bread within 6 minutes is not a davar kasha at all. It's a very normal thing to eat, and a lot less than that. So if somebody's a chayla, he has trouble eating, okay, so you have a shayla. But in a regular situation, you eat a kebetza, you wash, and you eat a slice of bread, a slice of challah, you have no shayla. But in a chami, if it's, let's say, Shabbos, then you take a little morsel of challah by hamaitzi, and then you slowly nibble away at it until you finish it an hour later, that's certainly more than the shir, and that would be a problem. Someone should be makbid to have a shir kebetza within a few minutes. Okay, that's as far as pas. Now let's talk about davar shetibulei b'mashke. The Gemara talks over here. Foods which are dipped or which became wet from a mashke. There's a din of tilas yadayim on them as well. So first of all, what's a mashke? So a mashke is one of the seven mashkim that we know, yad shochatam, which are yayin, wine, devash devayrim, honey that comes from bees, not other kinds of honey, shemen zayis, cholov, tal, dam, which is very, very not prevalent that one should have dam. It's mishkachas law, certain situations without it is a dam. It's very, very unusual to have dam. it's actually unusual to have tal also. I never heard of somebody having tal on his food. I guess, theoretically, if you're eating peiris and you're sitting outside by a picnic and it drops, lands on the floor, gets wet from the dew, I guess then you would have tal, but not so common. And then the most common one is the last one, mayim, water. Of course, that's the most common one. What about a liquid which is a combination of water and something else, like let's say coffee? Let's say somebody dips his cake or some other meichel into his coffee. So the halacha is that a mashke which is rubay mayim is considered mayim for this. This coffee would certainly qualify as that. And if you have a coffee with a lot of milk, that's not going to make a difference because the milk also is a mashke. The goyin actually holds that even a miut of mayim is enough to be considered mashke, even not a roiv. But I'll call upon him, certainly if it's roiv, you would have to consider it as a mashke. Now, l'maisa, the velt is very makel in this netila. The oilam is only makbed on it. Very, many people are only makbed on Pesach. By Urchatz, Karpas. It's not so clear why it should be. Look at the Mishabura. He brings up Salim Mitzchus. Not so poshut. L'maisa, Mishabura comes out that one should be nizer. If at all possible, you should be careful to be noitel yadayim for mashkin, for tibuli b'mashke. However, he says not to make a bracha. The Goyin actually holds, doesn't hold the whole mitzvah b'chalal, and the Goyin says you have to wash and you have to make a brach on it. That's why the Goyin, if you look by the Hilchos Pesach, in the Maaser Rav, it says over there the Goyin made a bracha by Urchatz. Why not? To believe in Mashke, you make a bracha. Now, what if a person eats a davish at Tibbulib Mashke with a fork or a spoon? Is that going to, in other words, so that you're not touching it with your hands? Would that pater the netila? So, the Mishnah Berurah says that does not pater it unless it's a food which the derech is to use a fork. Let's say, for example, let's say salads. Certain salads you would only eat with a fork. Let's say coleslaw. So coleslaw is tibbulib mashke. It's basically pieces of cabbage and carrots, which, or basically any salad, right? Pieces of vegetable, of cucumbers and tomatoes, and it's sitting in dressing. The dressing, very, very possibly could be considered a mashke if it's made from water, shem and zayis, if you have an olive oil dressing. Very likely, very, in many cases, that would be tibbulib mashke. However, salad is no problem, because the derech ha'olam is to eat salad, probably with these little pieces. If the derech is to eat salad with a fork, you don't eat coleslaw with your hands, it's not a normal thing. And maybe somebody does it, but it's not a normal thing. So, since the derech is to eat it with a fork, there's no takan matil sidayim. What if you eat it with a fork, and b'mikra, you touch it, sometimes a little piece falls off your fork, and you push it on with your fingers? You have to now run to wash your hands. So the halach is you don't have to, because the ikra achil over here is not with your hands, it's with a fork. The mela, it's pot.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.